As we approach lunch on Wednesday, the Australian share market is coming under some pressure, which is no surprise. This is following on from a 1.8% pullback for local stocks yesterday, which was the worst day in approximately 3 weeks. We're also down near intraday lows at the moment, down in the order of 0.4%. But what's really holding our market back most today are energy and mining stocks, which are really falling very heavily. That's because commodity prices generally just headed lower last night. We had iron ore down 2%. Gold was down for a fourth day. But really the big mover has been the price of oil, which fell by 7% in just one session. So that hit the lowest levels in approximately a year, a 12-day losing streak for oil prices as well, which is a record. These are records going back over 30 years. And it's all due to concerns of oversupply. So, of course, the worst performers today are mainly energy stocks. Companies like Beach Energy down 5%, Woodside, Santos, Oil Search and Origin down by approximately 2 to 3% as well. When oil prices, of course, pull back, it's generally good news for the airlines. They spend more on fuel than anything else. So Qantas is one of the standouts today, lifting by approximately 3.5%. One of the worst performers on the market today, though, is Pact Group. This is a packaging company. It's down 14% because it warned of lower profits over the year ahead due to a lift in costs. So it's one underperforming at the moment. But there are plenty of winners. A handful of companies are holding AGMs, and the one standing out at this stage is Medibank Private, which is up about 1%. Essentially, at its meeting with investors, it reiterated it's on track to meet its profit goals for the year. Paint maker Dulux Group also up in the order of 0.75%. It actually released some solid profit results for the past year, managed to see earnings lift as much as 5.5% in 12 months. Not bad considering there's been a slowdown in the property market. It still seems quite optimistic about the future as well, due largely to strong demand from the maintenance and renovation side of things. On the economic front, we're still awaiting a handful of pieces of economic news out of China at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But we've already had the wages growth figures today, and they've largely come in line with expectations. So wages up 0.6% in the September quarter, 2.3% higher over the year. Doesn't change anything as far as interest rates are concerned. They're likely to stay on hold for an extended period. The Aussie dollar finally stronger at 72.2 US.